Loopholes in Einstein's Theory. Over the decades, physicists have tried to find loopholes in Einstein's famous dictum. Some loopholes have been found, but most are not very useful. For example, if one sweeps a flashlight across the heavens, in principle, the image of the light beam can exceed the speed of light. In a few seconds, the image of the flashlight moves from one point on the horizon to the opposite point, over a distance that can stretch over hundreds of light years. But this is of no importance, since no information can be transmitted faster than light in this fashion. The image of the light beam has exceeded the speed of light, but the image carries no energy or information. Similarly, if we have a pair of scissors, the point at which the blades cross each other moves faster the farther you are from the joining point. If we imagine scissors that are a light year long, then by closing the blades, the crossing point can travel faster than light. Again, this is not important since the crossing point carries no energy or information. Likewise, as I mentioned in Chapter 4, the EPR experiment enables one to send information at speeds faster than the speed of light. In this experiment, we recall, two electrons are vibrating in unison and then are sent speeding in opposite directions. Because these electrons are coherent, information can be sent between them at speeds faster than the speed of light. But this information is random and hence is useless. EPR machines, hence, cannot be used to send probes to the distant stars. To a physicist, the most important loophole came from Einstein himself, who created the general theory of relativity in 1915, a theory that is more powerful than the special theory of relativity. The seeds of general relativity were planted when Einstein considered a children's merry-go-round. As we saw earlier, objects shrink as they approach the speed of light. The faster you move, the more you are squeezed. But in a spinning disk, the outer circumference moves faster than the center. The center, in fact, is almost stationary. This means that a ruler stick placed on the rim must shrink, while a ruler placed at the center remains nearly the same. So the surface of the merry-go-round is no longer flat, but is curved. Thus, acceleration has the effect of curving space and time on the merry-go-round. In the general theory of relativity, space-time is a fabric that can stretch and shrink. Under certain circumstances, the fabric may stretch faster than the speed of light. Think of the Big Bang, for example, when the universe was born in a cosmic explosion 13.7 billion years ago. One can calculate that the universe originally expanded faster than the speed of light. This action does not violate special relativity, since it was empty space, the space between stars that was expanding, not the stars themselves. Expanding space does not carry any information. The important point is that special relativity applies only locally, that is, in your nearby vicinity. In your local neighborhood, for example, the solar system, special relativity holds, as we confirm with our space probes. But globally, for example, on cosmological scales involving the universe, we must use general relativity instead. In general relativity, space-time becomes a fabric, and this fabric can stretch faster than light. It can also allow for holes in space, in which one can take shortcuts through space and time. Given these caveats, perhaps one way to travel faster than light is to invoke general relativity. There are two ways in which this might be done. 1. Stretching space. If you were to stretch the space behind you and contract the space in front of you, then you would have the illusion of having moved faster than light. In fact, you would not have moved at all. But since space has been deformed, it means you can reach the distant stars in a twinkling of an eye. 2. Ripping space. In 1935, Einstein introduced the concept of a wormhole. Imagine the looking glass of Alice, a magical device that connects the countryside of Oxford to Wonderland. The wormhole is a device that can connect two universes. When we were in grade school, we learned that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. But this is not necessarily true, because if we curl the sheet of paper until two points touched, then we would see that the shortest distance between two points is actually a wormhole. As physicist Matt Visser of Washington University says, the relativity community has started to think about what would be necessary to take something like warp drive or wormholes out of the realm of science fiction. Sir Martin Rees, Royal Astronomer of Great Britain, even says, wormholes, extra dimensions, and quantum computers open up speculative scenarios that could transform our entire universe eventually into a living cosmos.